You're listening to SBS News.
The Heart Foundation has revised its recommendations on the amount of dairy, meat and eggs Australians should consume. The Sachs Institute was commissioned to investigate the scientific evidence regarding unprocessed red meat, poultry and heart health, while Heart Foundation policy and nutrition staff reviewed scientific evidence into dairy and eggs. An advisory group of cardiology and nutrition experts then discussed the evidence and advised the Heart Foundation on a final position. The Heart Foundation's General Manager of Heart Health and Research, Bill Stavresky, explains the role diet plays in heart health.
What we do know is poor diet is the leading cause and attribution to heart health, and for that matter, heart disease. Two-thirds of heart disease is linked to poor diet, so it does have a major impact on how we live and how well we live.
The new advice includes a removal of restrictions on unflavoured full-fat milk, yoghurt and cheese for healthy Australians. That is, those who don't have high cholesterol, diabetes or heart disease. Mr. Stavresky explains the reason behind the decision.
The evidence shows that having full cream milk for healthy Australians does not pose a risk. So that's a risk either for heart disease or for the waistline.
But he says the intake of dairy foods such as cream, ice cream and butter should still be limited.
They're high in saturated fat, and we know that that increases the risk of heart disease, and the evidence is quite strong there. And it's quite similar there for your processed deli meats, your salamis, your hams. Now, these are not only linked with an increased risk of heart disease, but other chronic conditions, including diabetes, cancers as well.
Mr. Stavresky says the Heart Foundation now recommends the consumption of unprocessed beef, lamb, pork and veal be limited to less than 350 grams a week. He says there's no limit placed on the number of eggs healthy Australians can eat.
That doesn't mean you can have eggs every single day. It's all part of a overall healthy diet. The evidence shows that there's no harmful effects of eggs to a person who is healthy. Most important there is what you eat with the eggs, and that's trying to limit the sausages, the bacon that we traditionally eat with the eggs, and substitute it with whole grain toast and vegetables as a side dish.
Although he says that changes to a recommendation of no more than 7 eggs a week for people with type 2 diabetes or heart disease.
What we do know is eggs, dairy and meat are all part of an overall healthy diet. But it's making sure that you look at your diet overall. It's not just looking at one single food group or one single nutrient. And that's making sure that you have your fruit, your vegetables, your whole grains.
Dietitians Association of Australia President Philip Jaffs has welcomed the changes.
Well, we know that 60% of Australian adults are either overweight or obese, and 25% of children are in the same category. Poor diet is a leading contributor to obesity, and that then has knock-on effects with increasing risk of things like type 2 diabetes, which is experienced by around 1 million Australian adults. And we know that heart disease, which obviously the National Heart Foundation has a main focus on, that affects around 1 in 20 Australian adults and is a leading cause of death.
Mr. Jaffs is urging the federal government to use the Heart Foundation's recommendations to review the Australian dietary guidelines and help develop a new national nutrition policy, something which hasn't been done since 1992. He says on average, Australians' diets consist of an unhealthy amount of junk food.
It's not the case that Australians are having the odd treaty food here or there. That's a third of our intake, and we know that most of our food intake in a healthy diet should come from natural foods, and what I mean by that is unprocessed foods, so whole foods that are not processed and refined and low in things like dietary fibre and high in salt.
Mr. Stavresky says having a more balanced diet has financial benefits as well as physical ones.
Well, people do have a heart attack. One in two either don't end up going back to work or have a limited number of hours because of their condition. And the average person after a heart attack spends around $270 a month on medications and therapies.
Murray Silby, SBS News.